Factory Direct Wholesale Pricing. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here today for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking to you all about the Mustang for 2012. The Boss is back. That's right. Ford has brought back the famous Boss Mustang, and we're going to get the inside scoop from the Mustang chief nameplate engineer. Also in this hour of the broadcast, Josh Lewis, who has a great website called RawAutos.com and also writes for my website, TheLongDrive.com, is going to be telling us about, in his opinion, the three most beautiful supercars out there right now, and also about seven of the most affordable vehicles under $27,000. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can email me up. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, there's no question about it. I am a big fan of Mustangs. I've owned a couple in my life. I hope to own more somewhere down the road, and I certainly love the 2011 model. Haven't had a chance yet to sample the amazing Ford GT with its 412 horsepower, but I hope that's coming my way soon. But the big announcement that happened out at Pebble Beach was the fact that Ford has decided to bring the Boss back, the Boss 302 for 2012. And to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome the Mustang chief nameplate engineer, Dave Parasak. Dave, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me on your show.
Let's, number one, talk a little bit about what went down yesterday in Michigan. Of course, it was the annual Dream Cruise. I heard through the grapevine it was a little rainy in the Motor City, but I'm sure the passion still ran quite deep along Woodward Avenue.
It sure did. We're down at 9 Mile on Woodward Ave, and we have Mustang Alley. And even though it was raining, the Mustang enthusiasts did not stay away. They wanted to come down and check out all the Mustangs that we had there, and there was a lot of buzz around the 2012 Boss 302.
Oh, that's fantastic. I understand that you had more than 500 Mustangs lining the street from August 19th through the 21st.
Yes, we did. We were hoping to actually go near the 700 mark, but the rain sort of held people off a little bit. But, yeah, we had about 500 Mustangs out there, which isn't too shabby.
Well, let's talk about the exciting news. The Boss 302 is back. I remember as a young kid seeing those amazing Boss vehicles there from the late 60s and early 70s. What was the year of the original Boss 302?
1969 was the first introduction of the Boss 302.
And how long did it run?
It only ran for 2 years, 69 and 70.
Yeah, I definitely...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I definitely remember seeing it on a Ford showroom floor and sitting in it, and I was just a kid.
Yeah, well, 1970 was when the Boss was made famous by Parnelli Jones. That's when he won the Trans Am Series, and he actually won the first race of that season at Laguna Seca Raceway, and that's why we were out at Pebble Beach to introduce the 2012 edition.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend the event, but I heard that you guys utilized, like you say, not only the racetrack, but Parnelli Jones himself made an appearance and actually played a key role in the development of the car.
That's true. I was fortunate enough to be able to work with Parnelli on this project, and we had our first prototype Boss 302 about a year ago, and we took it out to Laguna Seca. And Parnelli joined us and a couple other famous race car drivers like Tommy Kendall and Danny Sullivan. And we were out there, and they were driving the vehicle for several days with us, giving us their feedback and input. And we then came back to Detroit, and we worked on a few more bits and pieces. And then we went back out to Laguna Seca again with Parnelli, and he drove the car again, and he gave us his seal of approval.
Oh, that is fantastic. So let's talk about what is hot with the 2012 Boss 302, and we'll begin with the engine. You guys have turned up the heat on the 5-liter 302 V8.
Yeah, we have a fantastic 5-liter engine, all aluminum, that we just introduced in the 2011 Mustang GT. And that's putting out 412 horse. I think you mentioned that earlier. We did pump it up a bit. We're still staying naturally aspirated, true to the heritage of the Boss. But we're pumping out 440 horsepower out of this engine. And we're also spinning it a lot faster. But we're spinning it at 7,500 RPM.
Wow.
So this thing, you know, this is the type of, these are the type of requirements when you want a track-ready machine. And so we're doing that. We changed the intake of the motor to be able to get more air more efficiently in there. We're also doing things like it takes us 2.5 hours per engine to CNC machine the heads. And we do that so that we can get just the perfect geometry, both in the combustion chamber and in the intake and exhaust, so that we can get that air in and get it out and keep that engine running at 7,500 RPMs the most efficient way possible.
Tell us about the transmission. Did you make any changes to that?
Yeah, of course we did. I mean, there's also a bunch of internal changes in the engine that we don't have to go into right now in order to handle that. But when you get to the transmission, mainly it's the clutch, really. The clutch had to be upgraded in order to handle that type of RPM. So we have a steel back disc plate now in the clutch, and that clutch has been proven on the racetrack to be very durable. So the actual transmission that's in the car is the same transmission that is in the 2011 Mustang GT. We didn't have to make any internal upgrades into the transmission itself. The axle has been, we have a 373 rear axle. And that has carbon fiber plates. That's the standard axle that comes with the Boss. But then we also offer an option to a torsion differential. And that really, when you're out on the racetrack and you start cornering, you know, pretty hard, it actually biases the torque to the wheel that's more planted, up to 2.8 times the torque that it's delivering to the other side.
No kidding. That's really trick, Dave.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, this whole car has been gone through, and we thought about everything. For instance, the suspension system, the heart of the suspension system, are standard adjustable shocks and struts. We know what the customer is going to do with this car, so you'll be able to go out and just with the easy turn of a screwdriver, you can, in a matter of seconds, you can adjust it from setting 1 to setting 5. So you can either get a really aggressive setting, or you can get one that's a bit more comfortable for even driving out on the road. And you can dial this thing into whatever your preference is.
That's fantastic. In the areas of braking, you've gone to the Brembo brake package. Tell us more.
Yeah, we've done a lot with the braking. It's the best braking system we've ever put on a Mustang. So we've got 4-piston Brembos up front, and we have the GT calipers in the rear, but a very, very unique performance friction pad specifically designed for this application. We also put a low-expansion brake hose on all 4 corners, allowing us to reduce the total expansion of the brake line by about 30%. So when you do that, it really connects your foot to that caliper, and you get basically a fade-free brake system.
That's incredible. And also very interesting, very high-tech, the electric power steering can actually be adjusted from the instrument cluster. I understand there are 3 different settings, Dave.
That's right. We introduced electronic power assisted steering in 2011, and now we're taking it to the next level. So we have comfort, sport, and normal mode. And that will, again, further allow the driver to just dial this machine in to whatever best suits them. So we're, again, no stone has been left unturned. We're looking at all the technologies available to us, and we're exploiting every one of them.
Tell us about the wheel and tire combination on the 2012 Boss 302.
So the standard Boss 302 has a 9-inch wheel up front and a 9.5 in the back. So we've staggered the wheels. The tires are Pirelli P0 summer tires, 255 in the front and 285 in the rear. It's an outstanding performance in that tire package with the suspension setup. Now we also have what we call the Laguna Seca edition of the Boss 302. And that comes with a staggered wheel, but it's 9 in the front and 10 in the back. It also is riding on our compound Pirelli Corsa tires. So, you know, just all-out aggressive racing rubber on that machine.
We're going to have more with Dave Parasak. He's the chief Mustang engineer. If you've got a question, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus auto protection extended service plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take like months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're telling you all about an exciting new offering from the Ford Motor Company for model year 2012. The Boss is back. That's right. The Mustang Boss 302 has returned. And Dave Parasek, the Mustang's chief nameplate engineer, is telling us all about it. And it's going to be available in two forms, the regular Boss as well as the special Laguna Seca edition. And before we go any further, lots of folks are wanting to know when this vehicle is going to go on sale, Dave.
Well, the vehicle will be in showrooms in spring of next year.
So not that far off. Very good news indeed. And you guys have done some unique exterior and interior treatments to this vehicle. Let's begin with the exterior. Kind of draws a little bit of inspiration, definitely, from the 69 production car, as well as from some of the Parnelli race cars, I'd almost say.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make sure that we paid homage to the 69 Boss 302, but also, you know, did a modern interpretation of that. So what you'll see is you'll see that legendary C-stripe. It's the first thing you're going to notice that you saw on Parnelli's car in 69. And we've modernized the stripe and modernized the Boss 302 logo. We've also got let me just start by telling you that the standard Boss is going to come in five colors. It's going to come in race red, Kona blue, white, yellow blaze, and a unique color for 2012 only going to be on the Boss, which is competition orange. It'll have either a black or white stripe, depending on the color that we're talking about. The roof of the vehicle will match that stripe color.
Wow.
And then there is a stripe on the hood as well. It will always come with a black spoiler in the rear, and the standard Boss has black 19-inch wheels. So when you look at it, it is definitely a modern interpretation of the 69. Now, when we talk about the Laguna Seca is going to be offered in two colors, black or silver, both appointed in red. So the C-stripe that you see will be red, the roof will obviously match the stripe color, and then the spoiler on the back is red, and then the wheels are a two-tone. They're red, and then they have a machine surface on them, so they're a two-tone wheel. Again, modern interpretation of the true race machine that this was.
That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the interior. I understand there's a special steering wheel and some optional Recaro seats. Tell us more.
Yeah, understanding our enthusiasts and who's going to hopefully buy this car, we had to make sure that this thing was right inside and out. So the steering wheel, 360-degree wrapped in Alcantara leather. Why do we do that? Because it's going to give you better grip and feel. We also have the bolsters of the seats that are suede as well, so that they hold you in a lot better. Speaking of the seats, we have one option on the standard Boss, and it is a standard feature on the Laguna, which is a Recaro seat. Again, it's a fantastic race seat. It's made for the track, very comfortable, very functional. The rest of the bits on the interior have all been updated for the Boss. So when you open the door, you see the Powered by Ford sill plate. You see a brand-new instrument cluster. This top speed of this vehicle has been raised to 155 miles an hour. So the instrument cluster goes to 180 miles an hour. The IP has a unique finish. It's an engine turn finish all the way across the IP. We've got embroidered Boss 302 seats, black shifter ball. Everything about the interior has been very well appointed to be worthy of the Boss 302 name.
That's fantastic. And performance-wise, What will be the difference between the regular Mustang GT and the Boss 302 in 0 to 60 times? Will it be significant?
Bob, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait a little bit for us to announce that. We're a little too early in the development of the vehicle to make those announcements. I can tell you this. The vehicle is wicked fast. It is absolutely planted to the ground. And when you do hear the quarter mile in 0 to 60 times and lap time, everybody's going to get a smile on their face. In order for me to get this program approved, our senior leadership made me take on a challenge that was that I would beat a BMW M3, an $80,000 machine, around Laguna Seca Raceway. Well, you see the vehicles today, so I have myself and the team, we have achieved that goal. So this car is quick, it's very agile, and it is just a blast to drive out on the track.
Wow, that is no easy task, as the BMW M3 with its dual-clutch gearbox and everything else is just an amazing machine with that V8 engine, which has got a very high red line, so that you're taking on a really expensive vehicle. This vehicle isn't going to come anywhere near that in price, is it, Dave?
No, not even close. We're a couple months away from announcing volumes and price. We're going to keep volumes of this vehicle down low, because we want this to be exclusive and collectible, and the price is going to be extremely affordable. So what we're telling people right now is that this will be priced somewhere between a Mustang GT and a GT500, and that's all we're saying right now. But it is going to be extremely well-priced. The value that you get is unbelievable. And, again, as you just pointed out, I mean, we're beating an $80,000 machine, and the BMW M3 is in my rearview mirror the entire time on the track.
Oh, that's fantastic. understand that you've done some special exhaust tuning on the Boss 302. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was hoping we were going to get to that because that is one of my favorite pieces on the entire vehicle. So standard on all Bosses, whether it's the Laguna or the standard Boss, it is a quad exhaust. Two ports out the back, 4-inch tips, and two ports that branch off of the main and dump out right in front of the rear wheel. Why do we do that? Well, we did it because it's really cool, and we did it because it obviously reduces the back pressure a little bit and allows us, and it's another enabler to achieving that 440 horsepower. But the sound that you get out of the system that we've designed and that we've tuned is absolutely intoxicating. And everybody that hears it, everybody that's ever been in the car when you first accelerate, the smile just goes from ear to ear, and they say, God, I love that.
Boy, Dave, this sounds like a project that you really, really enjoyed working on.
Well, I tell you, I absolutely did. And when we took it on, you know, we said we were going to do it right or we weren't going to do it at all, and we meant that. You know, the Boss 302 is a legend, and Mustang, you know, you cannot do something that we didn't want to turn this into a wheel and sticker package, and I wasn't going to let that happen, and neither was anyone else at Ford Motor Company. So it was an exciting project. The results are just fantastic, but it was no easy task to reproduce a legend.
No, definitely. Well, you've done a fantastic job. Can't wait to see the vehicle live and in person. And, boy, I'm sure this is going to be an absolute smash hit, Dave.
Well, we believe so, and I can't wait to get people in the car and let them actually drive it because I just know what their response is going to be.
I can't wait myself. And, you know, also in the realm of Mustangs, I was reading that you guys are offering some supercharger kits across the board, three different kits that can be easily adapted to 2011 Mustangs. That's pretty cool as well.
Yep, the supercharger kits, everybody's been asking and waiting for them. They're starting to debut. In fact, we Woodward Dream Cruise, we just showed Ford Racing had a car out there that has the supercharger bolted onto it. So we've been working with our Ford Racing counterparts on producing that supercharger, and yeah, it's gonna offer another option for people who want to take an already awesome machine and just get, you know, that much more horsepower out of it.
Well, Dave, again, I thank you so much for your time, and definitely we'll have to keep close tabs on this vehicle as it continues its development process and get you back on, maybe mix in a few callers as well. In the meantime, is there any place particular on the web that folks can go to check out some early information on the Boss 302?
Right now, most of the information is, you know, posted on YouTube and places like that. It'll be up on the Ford website shortly.
Dave, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Straight ahead, Josh Lewis from RawAutos.com. I'm Bob Long. One of the most iconic sedans in the luxury market has been reinvented for 2010. It's the Jaguar XJ with bold new styling. Michael O'Driscoll is General Manager for Jaguar of North America.
Your new XJ reimagines the icon all over again. Groundbreaking features, exquisite craftsmanship, the aluminum and magnesium body uses the very latest aerospace inspired construction technology. Panoramic glass roof, virtual instruments that replace conventional dials, all showcased in a plasma screen. A dual view screen in the center of the dash that simultaneously allows the driver to use the navigation system and the front seat passenger to watch a movie.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here.
Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story? About
welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Joining us right now is the owner of a cool website. It's called rawautos.com. He also contributes to my website, thelongdrive.com, as editor-at-large. He's one of the up-and-coming automotive journalists in the entire world. He's the young man himself, Mr. Josh Lewis. Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I noticed you've got a channel now on YouTube. I'm very impressed. You got some cool stuff up there.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to do it up big. I'm trying to, the more cars I get for press drives, I'm going to throw, you know, some good YouTube videos up there. I recently had the 2010 BMW X6, and next week I'll be getting a brand new Mazda Speed 3 in. So
very good. You're going to have fun with that vehicle. And you got some nice tunage up there, too, including my friend Billy F. Gibbons and Jeff Beck. Some good stuff.
Yes, I am. I'm a big music guy. I'm actually a blues guitar player. So when it comes to music, you know, Jeff Beck, Billy Gibbons, Eric Clapton, you know, those guys are, you know, Hendrix, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, those are my heroes. So
you have good taste, my friend. Well, recently you wrote a couple of stories for my website, and I so appreciated thelongdrive.com, and you're a man after my own heart, because we totally agree on the three most beautiful supercars. Those are definitely the ones that I would have chosen. Tell our listeners about, in your opinion, what are the three most beautiful supercars currently out there in the marketplace, because there are a lot to choose from, Josh.
There really are. You know, over time, I mean, you've really got, you know, when supercars really started with, they say, started with the Lamborghini Miura. Me personally, I think they start, you know, all the way back to the original Bugattis and stuff like that. But,
yep,
you know, when I look at cars over time, you know, I really think about the supercars as not just cars that were really fast, but cars that were actually that reshaped the way that we look at, you know, cars today. And these are three, not just of the most beautiful, but three cars that I think will continue to shape our views of automobiles in the future. And I think, you know, when it comes down to it, you've got the Aston Martin DBS, the Audi R8, and the Mercedes-Benz SLS AMG. Each three, you know, are totally different, not even close to one another in terms of performance and value and cost, because, you know, the Mercedes-Benz, while it's a great car, it's not going to be the supercar bargain that, say, an Audi R8 V10 will be. And it's not going to be the luxurious James Bond car that the Aston Martin DBS is. But the thing that makes it amazing is that it's a historical car. It now comes back as a Gullwing Mercedes-Benz, something that everybody's been wanting, I think, since the old 300 SL, you know, left us. And I think that it's so gorgeous. I think you just,
yeah.
You look at it and you go, oh my God, where, I mean, who really thought that car up? I mean, you know, it's so amazing to sit there and look at it and go, you know, the performance is beautiful too, because you've got that 6.2 liter, AMG V8 pumping out, God, what is it? It's like over 600 horsepower, or over 500 horsepower, I'm sorry. And, you've got performance of about 3.6 seconds to 60, 198 miles an hour, top speed, you know, and it's absolutely beautiful. You know, not too heavy. It's 3,573 pounds, and it is 563 horsepower is what it is, by the way. You know, that's something that's amazing that Mercedes-Benz really did for that car. Was most Mercedes-Benzes are very weighty, but this one was rather light by comparison. And then you've got the Audi R8, you know, with the V8 and V10, both, you know, doing 0 to 60 at 4 seconds and under 4 seconds. And it's, you know, it's, to me, it's the modern equivalent to an Aston Martin, or I'm sorry, not an Aston Martin, but the Acura NSX.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever driven the NSX, and I don't know people who are listening if they've ever driven the NSX. My father owned one for a little while, a 2005 model, and driving, I used to steal that from him all the time. He used to get so mad because I used to park my Bullet in the spot where the NSX used to go, and then I just used to, like, fake him out and just leave the NSX, and he used to get so mad at me for it. But there's nothing like driving an NSX, and I think the Audi R8 is the modern equivalent to that. Just nothing like driving that in terms of luxury and style and outright performance for the dollar. And then, of course, you've got the Aston Martin DBS. I mean, what more could you say? It's not the fastest of the group. I mean, it's only about 4 seconds to 60. It is the priciest of the group, but it comes in a manual, you know, and it's so gorgeous. Aston Martin really did their homework when they designed this car and made it. It's so beautiful, isn't it, Bob?
It really is. Inside and out, I mean, there's nothing like the touches of the Aston brand. I mean, they really do interiors so well, and from every angle, this vehicle is just drop-dead gorgeous. And, I mean, some of the points that you brought up there about Mercedes, I mean, the throwback to the original 300 SL, you can see it in the lines of this current SL. And, you know, it's just a wonderful design and a relative bargain when you consider that the previous halo car for Mercedes, the SLR, which was a carbon fiber vehicle and really a straight-ahead driving car, really wasn't that good in the corners, cost more than $400,000. Now they've come back with a halo car at $183,000, still an awful lot of money, but a bargain compared to an SLR. I'd be mad if I bought the SLR.
I'd be mad, too. The only thing that I really wish that the SLS had versus the SLR, where the SLR was made by McLaren, and, of course, it was made by, you know, Gordon Murray, who is the supercar god that we all bow down to, you know, of you know, the McLaren F1 and the McLaren Formula One vehicles. And, you know, I mean, I recently read in an interview with him talking about the SLS versus the SLR. It's funny, he is so, like, you can tell where he hates Mercedes-Benz for what they did to him, having to make the SLR, you know, 9,000 pounds and, you know, with all that horsepower up front. He really worked hard on that SLR, and he's proud of it in the respect that he really did. He and his guys did a lot of work to that car. And the only thing I wish is that the SLS would have gone through some McLaren treatment with the underbody and the aerodynamics quality, the aerodynamic qualities that the SLR did have with it. The SLR was insanely fast, just excessively fast. The only problem was that it was insanely expensive, and when you put it up next to a Ferrari Enzo or a Porsche Carrera GT, it just wasn't the same car.
No.
It was more luxury versus those two cars were, well, automotive perfection. I mean, especially with the Carrera GT, I think that that's one of the best cars ever made, arguably.
Absolutely. And the Audi R8 is a car that really has grown on me. I mean, I've always liked it. I mean, when I first saw the styling, I was a little bit, oh, I'm not quite sure, you know, with that blade growing across the middle. But after sitting in them, and certainly I haven't had the chance to drive one of these vehicles yet, but many of my colleagues at Motor Trend have had long rides in them. And I mean, this is a 24/7 supercar. It's an all-year-round supercar. I know Frank Marcus and Todd Lasser, our guys based in Detroit, have driven them in the wintertime. And the interior, like you say, chock full of luxury, choice of either the dual clutch or the regular manual gearbox. And also, not a bad value for the money, as long as you're talking supercar. You know, you can get one of these for, you know, relatively short change. This is the cheapest of the three. Of course, if you want the convertible, as you point out, it's going to cost you more. If you want the V10, it's going to cost you more. And that that beautiful Aston Martin DBS, I mean, what can you say? It is just a dream vehicle. When we come back on the other side, more with Josh Lewis. We'll talk about some affordable cars, Josh's list of affordable cars, and we'll take some calls at 800-259-9231. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. We have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concourse level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology, no matter how large or small the project. Call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight,
Lite, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. Josh Lewis joins us from RawAutos.com, and Josh recently wrote an article for my website, TheLongDrive.com, the 7 best new cars under $27,000. And Josh, this is a question I get asked all the time, just like you, people asking for buying advice. Very common.
It is extremely common, and the worst part about it is that I used to be a car salesman, and even when I try and hide it, even when I don't tell people that I was a car salesman, they sit there and go, "Have you ever sold cars before? If not, you really should think about it." And I'm going, "Oh my Lord, mercy!" And it's funny. People always used to tell me when I was a kid I could sell multiple things to multiple people. Everybody had their own joke about what I could and could not sell to whomever. But one thing I do get asked a lot are, you know, the questions about what should I buy? And I'm going, well, I don't know anything about you, but, you know, here's some information. And I know it sounds weird, the 7 best cars under 27 grand, but, you know, I thought, okay, the lucky number 7, 27,000 seems to be a good price to pay for any good car these days. I think you can get a lot of value for cars, 27 grand. And when I first started that, to think about it, I threw a number out there, and I was like, you know, I'm tired of the whole $30,000 to $35,000 range, because I don't think in today's economy there are not as many banks loaning for that range. So I thought, okay, as a car salesman, can you get people under the $27,000 mark? And I thought, okay, yes, I can. And as I researched it, I found more and more cars that you could really pick up at a relative bargain. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of people may look at the price of cars and go, oh, my God, this is expensive. I look at the price of a car as a former car salesman and go, hey, that's just room for bargaining. That's all.
Yeah.
If you can spend 22 and the car's 25, well, I mean, I dare you to not walk in there and try and get it for 22. So, you know, one thing is, these days, people think that, you know, for under 30,000, you're only going to get, you know, some nice MPG cars, but, you know, I've got the Ford Mustang V6 on here and the mm-hmm. Hyundai Genesis Coupe on here, well for under 27 grand, and as well as the Volkswagen GTI for under 27,000. So
three great sporty machines there, and then you've got some other great ones here, including the new Hyundai Sonata, the latest generation, which I predict is going to win a lot of the year awards. Great value for the money there, Josh, no question.
I have to agree, Bob. It really is one great car. And, you know, the first time I saw the car in person and in the magazines and everything, and even, you know, in the pictures on the internet, I thought, I didn't know about the styling, but I've gotten used to it, and I've seen it more and more on the road, and I've thought to myself, you know what, that's Hyundai taking it taking it about themselves to really move the styling mark for the midsize car into a new realm, just like BMW tried to do with the luxury and sports market. And I think that Hyundai is going to achieve a lot of great accolades for that.
Absolutely. The Ford Fusion is also on the list, winner of multiple accolades, of course, available in so many different guises. That's one cool thing about the Fusion.
That's one thing I really do like about Ford these days. And we were talking to Dave Parasek earlier, and, you know, that's one thing that I really do love about Ford these days. They offer the right amount of different ways to make your car your own. And you and I talked about this before with the Ford Fiesta when I first came on the show the first time. And that's the amazing thing that I really like about Ford. They want you to think of your new Ford not as just another Ford product, but your Ford product, your Ford car, your automobile that is personalized to who you are.
And on your list, you've also got a diesel wagon from Volkswagen, the Jetta Sportwagon TDI, and the modern diesels. If you haven't tried them, you definitely should. And the Kizashi from
Suzuki.
Yeah, easy enough for me to say. definitely a vehicle, you know, again, chock full of equipment and some, you know, just great bang for the buck. There's no other way to put it.
It's really true. The Kizashi is a great car, and it's you know, it's relatively roomy. It's relatively quick. I mean, it's got good options on it. They market it as an Audi A4 competitor. I don't know if it's really that much of a competitor to an A4, but I really have to say that for a Suzuki, it is their Audi. It is their Audi A4 because it's worlds better than anything else they've ever offered. And that's great. Also, you know, like you said, if you haven't tried a diesel lately, ladies and gentlemen, please, go out there and try some of the new low sulfur diesels, whether it be a Jetta TDI, a BMW 335D or X5 diesel. I mean, come on. Get out there. Love your cars. Enjoy your cars. The whole hybrid thing, getting a bit old, isn't it? You know, the diesel, I can't get away from diesel because I love them. I love that diesels are now sounding better. They look better. They smell a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to last a lifetime. Like they still are.
Performance-wise, I mean, there's nothing like good old-fashioned American torque, and that's something that you get in droves with diesels.
Oh, that's the truth, absolute truth. It's amazing because a European diesel gets about the same amount of torque as a 1967 Corvette. It's pretty great.
It's interesting. Dave Parasek was saying one of the goals that they had for the Boss 302 project for 2012 was to beat the BMW M3 around the track at Laguna Seca, and when he said that, I couldn't help but think of you, Josh, immediately.
Well, I was listening in, and I'm not kidding when I say this. I was thinking to myself, I bet you Bob is going to ask me that question when I get on here, what I think about that. But you know what? I've talked to you know, multiple people within the Mustang program when the 2011 5.0 liter came out. And the thing that they said was they wouldn't tell me what car was going around Laguna Seca with that M3. We all knew it was something that had to do with a 5-liter motor. We didn't think it was a GT500, but we knew that it was a 5-liter car. And, you know, God, I wanted it to be the GT. And now that it's the Boss, I'm even more ecstatic about it. As you know, I have a 2008 Bullet Mustang, and which as soon as I almost bought a new GT, but I couldn't get rid of my Bullet. I just couldn't do it. My Bullet is too special. However, I'm saying this now. When the Boss comes out, I'm getting rid of my Bullet for it. I'm selling it. I'm getting a Boss. I've got to have a Boss through. I think it's phenomenal. The only thing, in fact, I'm going to be talking to Dave sometime soon here for Raw Autos, but one thing I want to know, does it come with xenon headlights?
But it should.
I hope it does, but it's an amazing car, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, they've done their homework with this vehicle, and they continue to raise the bar. And, you know, as I mentioned to Dave towards the end of the interview, I can't believe, too, that they're selling factory supercharge kits now for the regular GT. And with the warranty and everything. So
with a 36,000-mile warranty attached to it.
Yeah.
And that's... I think that Ford is really knowing how to do it. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and people have called me crazy, but I really see Ford as the new BMW, as the American version of BMW, not necessarily in the cars that they offer, because they do offer front-wheel drive cars that BMW does not. But I think that it's pretty amazing that they really, they want to go after that sporting customer. They want to make every car with a really good steering system in it every time you go around a turn. And it's an enjoyable drive. And the Mustangs, even with a solid rear axle, I'm still amazed at how great they are, no matter where you drive it. And I think it's, and as a BMW guy, you know I'm a BMW guy. And I write for BMWblog.com. I am a huge BMW fanatic. I love the M3. I've had multiple BMWs. You know, I still belong to multiple BMW car forums and clubs. But it's amazing to me that Ford is really keeping up and catching up at a, for, you know, a cheaper price. I mean, obviously a BMW M3 is still a BMW M3 and a Ford Mustang is still a Ford Mustang.
Yeah.
But the difference is now it's, are we going to see the Ford Mustang guys and the BMW M3 guys arguing back and forth at the club meets or the swap meets that they've never done before? It used to be, oh, well, you just drive an American, you know, pony car or classic car. You know, you just drive a German, you know, wannabe muscle car. But now it's, they're both, you know, American and European muscle cars that now compete against one another. And, you know, the BMW has always been touted as the Corvette competitor or the 911 competitor. Now it's a Mustang is a competitor to an M3. So where the M3 used to be the underdog in the Corvette and 911 conversation, the Mustang is now the underdog in the, you know, or is a BMW M3 conversation. So it's pretty interesting how that's going these days.
It's definitely an interesting time in the automotive world. Thank you so much, my friend, for your appearance here today. We'll get you back on within the month or so. In the meantime,
you,
check out rawautos.com and check out Josh's work at thelongdrive.com as well. Thank you, Josh. And that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, in hour number two, it's Mark Evans. Don't go away. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.